Nothing's bigger in Nebraska than Cornhusker football. The University of Nebraska's football team has won 5 national titles, and they've played before a sellout crowd at every home game since 1962. Commentator Megan Daum says Husker football is so popular that its official color is hard to escape.
Red is the default color for the entire state. It has bled, so to speak, into nearly every corner of life here. And I'm not talking about muted burgundies or maroons. I'm talking about bright red, red the color of fire engines and exit signs. It's always in your line of vision, on front doors and window trim, drapes, bedspreads, sofas. According to an unscientific study I conducted in the parking lot of my local supermarket, where the shopping baskets are red, 1 out of every 6 vehicles was as red as Dustin Hoffman's famous roadster in The Graduate. Except many of these vehicles were minivans. Nowhere, however, is red more apparent than in Nebraska fashion tastes. Everywhere you look, people are wearing bright red sweaters, ties, polo shirts, even sport coats. It is not at all uncommon to see a relatively macho-looking guy, the type that, in another setting, wouldn't wear anything louder than khaki, wearing a pair of bright red pants. This is not a conscious expression of team spirit, merely an example of a primitive form of biological adaptation. Just as leopards develop spots so they could camouflage themselves in the brush, Nebraskans wear red so they can blend in with their surroundings. Although it's not entirely clear to me why someone would want to blend in with a shopping basket. Still, it's a trait that grows on you the longer you're here. When I moved to Nebraska from New York 2 years ago, nearly every piece of clothing I owned was black, including the kind of pointy leather shoes that say, "Don't mess with me, because I can barely walk in these and might topple over." Recently, however, I opened my closet and had a shocking revelation. There among the old black garments were glaring signs of a budding Nebraskan. A red sweater, a red Polar Tech vest, a red bathing suit. Alarmed, I ransacked my dresser drawers, uncovering a red t-shirt, a pair of red socks, and 2 pairs of red underwear. How did this happen? How did I go from being a self-respecting monochromatic to a more than occasional wearer of the one color I wouldn't have been caught dead in just a few years ago? As I traced my journey to redness, I could see it had evolved gradually over my time in Nebraska, starting with a few subtler colors, a pale yellow blouse, a blue scarf, and eventually culminating in the ultimate gesture of red acceptance. The come-and-get-it red nail polish that I put on my toes now that I wear sandals instead of black leather shoes. I try to remember what was going through my mind when I bought my first red garment. I seem to recall thinking, without any deeper inquiry, "I'd like to have a red sweater." Then I went to Target, with its giant red logo and red shopping carts and clerks wearing red uniforms, and bought one. It just seemed like the thing to do, which, come to think of it, is what biological imperative is all about. Without even knowing it, I have adapted to my surroundings. Who knew evolution could move so fast? If the theory is true that over the next 10 million years we'll all lose our little toe, at the rate I'm going, mine should drop off by the end of the month. At least I'll save on nail polish.
The comments of Megan Daum, author of the new book My Misspent Youth. She lives in Lincoln, Nebraska.